You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
Words can inspire, words can enrage, words can move us beyond. This is Speaking of Poetry with Ms. Vernell, heard only on Talktainment Radio.
She is suffocating. 15 years of absent children is lodged in her throat. Shuffling into her apartment, hope makes her breathe. Her cane is more kickstand than walking stick. I say hello. The stench of depression and mildew fill the air, tugs at her like a needy pet. Over her shoulder, the table is covered with old sippy cups, dingy baby bottles, 3 inches of dust drape over everything. There hasn't been a child in her apartment the whole time I've lived next door. But there is plenty of sobbing. Every night, boulders fall from her eyes, hitting the linoleum in a thud. The whole building acts like the walls are not sheets of tissue to wrap our lives, that we cannot hear every fight, every pleasure match between lovers. She invites me in to talk. Her cobwebbed trimmed sofa is a thrift store of nostalgic clothes, a bumblebee costume, a pink tutu, mountains of sun-stained t-shirts and shorts. I stand. Her carpet is a minefield of Barbies and mermaids, trucks and airplanes with broken wings. Something crunches underneath my feet. I don't move. I wish I couldn't smell the life decaying in this room. The scent of slow decline commands more attention than I can give. I offer to gather the toys, take out the mounds of trash in the corner. She says nothing is worth throwing away. I want to ask about the crumpled fast food bags that carpet the kitchen floor, but I was raised to mind my business. She is surrounded by soiled memories of her daughters. She raised them to stand on their own. Perhaps she raised them too well. They don't come home anymore. But she won't stop waiting for them to reclaim the moth condominiums of prom dresses and Easter outfits they leave behind. I can see the air, thick, the hazy smoke of generic cigarettes and scorched meals abandoned on the stove. Pull back the curtains, open a window, leave this building. When she cries at night, I don't know if it's from loneliness or the moonlight's broken walls through the junk closing in on her. I hate those girls for leaving their mama like this, for letting her live in a graveyard of uselessness, hoping she won't trip, with no one to come to her rescue. I offer one more time to help her clean. I bargain with organization. She counters with a simple no. She admits to running out of room. Her apartment is too small to store all of her hopes. She's thinking of getting a bigger place. Hey, this is Miss Vernell, and you are listening to Speaking of Poetry. Today, I am super excited because I have a lineup of amazing, amazing, super fantastic young poets from ECOT. That's the Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow, and more specifically, Mrs. Treva Madelon's 9th grade language arts class. I'm going to go to the phones right now because we have some callers on the line. And I know the first one, I do believe, is Mrs. Madelon herself. Are you there, Mrs. Madelon?
Hello, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am so excited that we're doing this again. Thank you.
I am so excited, too. I want to also acknowledge the other callers on the air. I believe it is two of your students. Go ahead and introduce yourselves. Hello?
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you today?
Pretty good. How about you?
I am doing super fantastic. And the other student is?
Ethan Shabana.
Excuse me?
Yusuf Shabana.
Oh, hi, Yusuf. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
That's great. Yusuf, I'm going to ask your teacher a couple of questions real quick, and then we'll get to one of you to share your poems, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Mrs. Madeline, this is the third year that students from your class have been on Speaking of Poetry. Why do you think it's important for them to be able to share their poems in this way?
I just think it's really wonderful for us to acknowledge what our young people are able to accomplish. I think it's also important for them just to realize the power that their words have and for them to realize how accomplished and fantastic they are. We've really been working this year for them to try to bring a lot of sensory details into their writing, and I think you're in for a treat. I think each of these poems evidences that.
Well, all right, Mrs. Madeline, I'm going to ask you to hang out with me for a bit, but I want to go to one of your students right now. And let's go ahead and start with Katie. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Give us the title of your poem, and then you can start your poem.
Okay. My poem is called The Rain. Perched on my porch, rain pouring down.